Jerry Bader Show, 1035, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think I run the risk of being a hypocrite here. I said I understand why teams stayed away from Michael Sam because of the distraction. The Packers are the only team that are giving a look at Colt Lyrla. This kid appears to be a freak of nature at tight end. And if the Packers sign him and he doesn't implode mentally the way he did in college, that he could be a superstar at tight end. He's 6'3", 242 pounds. If Lyrla was being judged on production, writes Rob Domofsky, plus his testing at the combine, he might have been one of the first tight ends selected. He went undrafted because he's such a head case. He averaged 16.8 yards per catch during his first two seasons at Oregon and caught 11 touchdown passes. At the combine, he ran the 40-yard dash in 4.61 seconds, just 1/100th of a second slower than North Carolina tight end Eric Ebron, who was the 10th pick in the NFL draft. Lyrla's vertical jump of 39 inches, guy's got a vertical jump of 39 inches, was 4 inches higher than the next best tight end. Talent-wise, he's a slam dunk. Trouble-wise, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's been about a 12. So what do the Packers do? Will I be hypocritical if I say take it, sign him? My gut says sign him. My gut also says don't sign him. I got two guts here. Here's what I think is the greatest danger. Not that he'll implode right away, but that he'll implode later. What if they sign him and he's a major contributor? He makes the team. He's a major contributor in the first couple of months of the season. He's a great new weapon for Aaron Rodgers. He becomes an integral part of the offense, and then he melts down. And then suddenly he's gone. I don't know what to do here. And the wild card is I wouldn't have drafted Michael Sam. I was right. He's going to have a reality TV series in the locker room. I was totally right about that. A documentary, whatever you want to call it. He's the worst nightmare I said he was going to be for the Rams. So can I be okay with the Packers taking a guy who's got trouble written all over him? The NFL denies they knew anything about the Michael Sam documentary, by the way. I don't know what to believe there. Oh, they've postponed it. I missed that. They postponed it. Till when? Hang on. After careful consideration and discussion with the St. Louis Rams, the untitled Michael Sam project has been postponed, allowing Michael the best opportunity to achieve his dream of making the team. That's the NFL slapping down. That's what I think happened there. But if the NFL hadn't slapped down, that's exactly what it would have been. So anyway, I still think Michael Sam is going to be a major distraction. Am I a hypocrite if I tell the Packers take this guy? Here's why I don't think I would be. Because he's so much more an immense talent fit in the NFL than Michael Sam is. Take a few calls on this. John and Rhinelander. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Packers should take him, being that the history that the Packers have had with questionable players, I think give him a chance and let him prove himself right.
But doesn't it give you pause that no one else in the league will touch this guy with a 10-foot pole?
I don't know. Thompson, that's the way he kind of works. I don't know. I think the Packers are a good setup for that.
Well, see, now, and that's the other thing. The Packers are seen, they were seen as, thanks for the call, John. They were seen as one of the organizations that would have been a good fit for Michael Sam, that they could have handled the circus. McCarthy and Thompson are known as being very good at this type of thing. Further, either Ted Thompson personally or the organization itself has a good relationship with this kid's agent, where they apparently don't snow each other, where they shoot straight with one another. So if this guy is telling the Packers, hey, he's cleaned up his act, then maybe the Packers can believe that. But can the guy really know that? I am 100% conflicted on this. I think the Packers have a good chance of being a very, very, very good football team this year. On the one hand, this kid sounds like he could be part of a drastically improved Packer offense. On the other hand, they don't need someone going all Ryan Leaf on them. Richard in De Pere. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, I think it's a slam dunk. Finley, they've already had a head case for a number of years with Finley. Too bad that he straightened out his act last year and then got hurt. But hey, take this guy. At least he doesn't cost you $6 million a year to start with.
The you're right. In that regard, the risk is relatively low. The only risk I really see is if he starts out strong and then he melts down on them, that could really mess up the offense. Thanks for the call. That's why I'm leaning towards signing him. I don't think it's the same thing as Michael Sam. Wayne on the road. Wayne, go ahead.
Good morning. I don't think you're being a hypocrite at all. This Michael Sam was born as gay, and he has no control over that, where this potential tight end was born with a lot of talent, and maybe his mindset is different, and maybe he can be rehabilitated to be a star in the NFL.
The only thing, and I mentioned this to the previous caller, the only thing that really makes me nervous, Wayne, is with all that talent, the other 31 teams won't go near this kid. I mean, they just won't touch him. Does that make you nervous?
No, not at all. I think there's enough discipline in that Packer locker room that I think they can handle that. And maybe he'll see the light where he could have a glowing career in the NFL.
Wayne, thanks for the call. Jason, is that you or a caller? A caller said that? When Andre Rison was cut by the Jaguars in 1996, nobody wanted him either. And boy, did that guy was a head case. Packers signed him. He was a model citizen for the rest of the 96 season, and they never would have gone to, let alone won, a Super Bowl without him. Never. Wouldn't have happened. I'm leaning towards signing him. And I agree. I don't think it makes me a hypocrite, because I think the situations are very different, because I think this guy's got issues. Maybe he's corrected them. Maybe they haven't. I believe Michael Sam's agenda is to advance the gay rights agenda over being a good football player. That's where I think the two things are different. Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think you are being hypocritical.
Okay.
Homosexuality is wrong. Romans chapter 1. Whether it's Michael Sam or the guy that the Packers could pick up on their team, it's the same thing. It's either right or it's wrong. Homosexuality is wrong. That's why I believe that it's better for the NFL teams to not pick up these kind of people.
Okay.
That's all, Jerry.
Okay. Well, Joanne, hang on a second, because Jason's got a point. Because Colt's not gay. You understand that, right?
Well, I thought he was.
No. Colt is not gay. Colt's a troublemaker. He's not gay. Thanks a lot for the call. Oh, yeah. Well, that would be complete rank hypocrisy on my part if that were the case. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
Game-breaking tight end, plus Eddie Lacy, plus healthy offensive line, equals suck at San Francisco. Sign this guy in 2 seconds. What do the Packers do with a kind of game-breaking tight end that can run the middle? All of a sudden, Jordy Nelson's got single coverage. Boom, 55-yard touchdown.
See,
no-brainer.
And that's, Andrew, I'm telling you, that's what I'm seeing. Is, good God, if this guy, if he lives up to his physical potential, this is a game changer for Aaron Rodgers. I think the offense is going to be better anyway. I know you look at they appear to have weapons issues. I don't think they have the weapons issues that you would think they do. I think the offensive line is going to be better. I agree. All right, straight ahead. I actually, boy, I've got two that I've got to get to. We might have to save one for the after show video because there's one I teased that I do want to get to. I really do. Do you remember the Duke lacrosse rape case? Someone else remembers it too, but probably not the way you do. I want to warn you about this fraud. In 3 minutes, it's 10:46.
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.